So we went up and knocked on the door, and the old man come to the door. Of course, he knew C.A. and I. We introduced him to this boy, and whenever he stuck out his hand to shake hands, this old boy went talking, but I don't know what. The old man stepped back just about one step, and then he ran forward and shook, caught him with both hands this way, and they started a little bit and directly turned around and screamed like a panther to holler at his wife. Now, how heard her come out there? Well, I never did know what went on. And his wife, of course, she was behind, too. We got him in there and set him down on the divan. And, of course, the old man had tried to talk to him and started out trying to talk so we'd know what was going on. Mm-hmm. And he'd just forget it. And, boy, he's whacking her. His so wife would reach over and stop him, say, now, and because she couldn't keep up either. And I remember he stayed there an hour, and that old man asked about that. And so what I started to say about the book, I come to think about that. When he sent me this book, I tried to read it, I tried to study it, but, you know, it just didn't... Mm-hmm. Heck, it wasn't even... What was it to me? Talking about a vineyard and so many thousand pounds of grapes, something like that. Well, I didn't know what it was about. So I happened to think about the old man one day, and I carried that book to him. So how much he read it, I don't know. But since I've been in business here, he's only been in here once or twice. The old man was in here one day, and I asked him about the book. And he was so proud we'd let him have it, and he sent me it. And you know, I just went back home and got that book and carried it down there and made the old man a present of it. Mm-hmm. So that's all the pleasure I got out of the book, because I know he enjoyed it. I did.
Yeah, so it wasn't that pleasure.
It wasn't worth it. Wasn't worth it. Really on a shelf to me. Mm-hmm. Wife even tried to read it.
Was it in German?
No, it was in English. Huh. But, of course, even though it was in English, it was in...
Written by a German, huh?
Well, let's say it was in, sure enough, English. Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of difference what is that, Cockney English, or that?
Oh,
uh-huh. Now, you as an English professor might have been able to read the darn thing. Because every adverb was at the right place.
That gets boring, though. It's like listening to water drip.
Well, I never could. I tried it from the front, I tried it from the back, and some in the middle, and gave it up. But I know, because this old man, when I carried him the book, he'd read a paragraph and start in on his wife about, see, he'd been back a few times.
Oh.
And the last time I talked to the old man, he wanted to go back. See, that's about, when did they have this big flare-up? A little about 5-6 years ago in Austria.
Yeah, they're still having it. The Austrians and the Italians?
There's some of them. Uh-huh. Anyway, he was wondering about some sisters or something, because mm-hmm. they may be... I said, well, man, said, if I read him, they maybe just died a natural death, but I don't guess he'll ever go back.
Why doesn't he write to
him? Oh, I don't know. He failed to hear from him some reason. Mm-hmm. They probably just...
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ever get over to Austria, you probably have one friend you can call on.
I should have kept up with him a little more than I did, but, you know, I just didn't. This man I worked for on this ranch I did, operated the ranch for, he and his wife traveled abroad quite a lot since they retired. And we talked to him about one time. He said, had he known of it, he would have made an effort to call the boy, just as courtesy to us and him, mm-hmm. but I sure wish I had some of his literature. He isn't a writer.